Kutztown Live, KU's Community Interest Talk Radio Program, with your host, Juliana Jablonski. And now, with Kutztown Live, Juliana Jablonski.
Good afternoon. I'm your host, Juliana, and this is Kutztown Live. We have quite an interesting show ahead of us this afternoon. First up, we'll be talking with Jarrett Brown of the Delaware Valley Historic Radio Club, and later on in the show, we'll be speaking to Lori D'Onofrio Galley from the Northeast Berks Chamber of Commerce. It is my pleasure to introduce Jarrett Brown. He is the president of the Delaware Valley Historic Radio Club. This weekend, the club will be holding an antique radio show at the Renninger's Farm Market here in Kutztown. Good afternoon, Jarrett, and welcome for coming. And hey. Thanks for coming.
How you doing, Juliana?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, terrific.
So, would you like to tell us a little bit about what it is that this radio club does?
Okay. The Delaware Valley Historic Radio Club, we've been around 25 years now. It'll be 25 years in February, in fact. And we're pretty much a group of people who are dedicated to collecting, preserving antique radios, TVs, test equipment related items. We're all radio restorers and collectors. We all have varied backgrounds and interests, but we come together the second Tuesday of each month in Telford, where we have our club meetings, and we discuss and talk about and trade tips and also, radios themselves and all kinds of related equipment, too.
Cool. And how exactly did you get involved in this radio club?
Well, I've been interested in antique radios. I've been in the hobby really in earnest for about 10 or 12 years, but I was probably about your age when I first got interested in just the idea of antique radios. When I was in college, right outside of the classroom where I had radio TV, right outside of the classroom, there was a little display case, and in that case was a couple of old radios, six or eight of them, I can't remember exactly, but I remember walking by and admiring them. And it wasn't until a couple of years later, after I got out of college and had a few extra dollars to spend, that I, picked one up somewhere and thought, oh, this is a cool thing. I'd like to have an old radio. And then one turned into 10, and then 10 turned into, hundreds. things kind of go that way for me.
Oh, my goodness. That's so cool. And I think you mentioned it before, but where does this club meet, and who are the types of people that can get involved in this?
Okay, well, we are in the Telford Community Building, which is near Souderton, PA, and it's the second Tuesday of each month. And the type of people that are in the club, well, we've got a group of, retired engineers, radio engineers. We have a few disc jockeys, people who spend time in the communications field. There's repairmen. We even have some military men, old Signal Corps people. And then others who are, not necessarily in that field, but just have a love and a passion for antique radios.
Oh, that's so cool. this weekend is an event here in Kutztown. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about what's going on with that?
Our club hosts a radio meet twice yearly. This is actually our 35th show that we have coming up this week. And in the years, it started out fairly small, but really in the past 10, 12 years, this show has kind of established itself as one of the largest shows in the country, if not the largest.
Oh, wow.
You may not realize it, Juliana, but in the antique radio hobby, the word Kutztown actually carries a lot of weight, and people all over the country and all over the world, in fact, know about Kutztown. I speak to people that come to our show, great distances, some from Canada. I've spoken to people that come from the Czech Republic, Prague. Just this morning, I spoke to a gentleman on the phone from New Mexico, and he was looking for a specific radio for a customer that he had in New Zealand. And who did he call but little old us here in this area, Delaware Valley Radio Club, because they know about Kutztown, and they know that this is kind of the mecca for antique radios.
Oh my. So this weekend, just can anyone come out, or what's happening this weekend? What types of events, or what's going to be happening?
Friday and Saturday is the show. We'll start first thing Friday morning, pretty much at daybreak. There'll be activity there. And the show will go on till probably around 4 or 5 in the afternoon. At 6:30 on Friday night, we have an auction of quality radios and related items. The admission is free both days. We do have a $15 fee for early birds that show up on Thursday. There'll be some folks that, you know, start to unpack and bring some things out on Thursday. So if you want to do that, there is a $15 fee for that. Otherwise, there's free parking, on-site camping, hot showers available, food right there on site, not only from the farmers market, but we also have another group that comes called Just Grillin', and they'll set up and have plenty of food available for us. I got to say, the folks at Renninger's do an amazing job, and they accommodate us and give us one of the best locations that you could possibly have for something like this. We've got two big, large pavilions that we have everyone set up under. So if there is rain or something like that, we're usually high and dry and no problem there. We've got electric right there in the pavilions because radios, sometimes people want to know if they work. So you can plug them in and check them out and show folks that. But anyone can come. We have hardcore enthusiasts. We also have just some regular community members that want to come and just maybe take a look at some of these things. Or occasionally we'll have folks that will bring a radio along with them that they have a question about, one that they found in their attic. And at our club table, we have a little repair clinic there. We have someone who can usually identify and troubleshoot and help folks out if they want to get one restored. Say it's their, you know, long-lost relative's radio, and they want to try and get it working again. We have people there to help them with that as well.
As soon as I heard about it, I thought it was super cool. So hopefully I'll get to live for even a few minutes once this weekend. So I'm excited to come out and see what it's all about. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about what's going on in the club or this weekend or any other special notes you'd like everyone to know?
Yeah, we have a restored raffle radio. It's a beautiful Detrola radio, nice wood radio that was restored both inside and out, and we raffle that off at our club table, and you can buy chances for that. We also have a Buy It Now table, which is basically donations to the club that we offer all weekend, both really Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Things are available for purchase there. And really, Kutztown kind of provides a place for collectors to gather and share information, and really our goal is to promote the hobby, and we love it when people that aren't necessarily, you know, radio collectors come. Maybe they're just interested in antiques in general. Maybe they're interested in radio, but haven't really gotten into the whole collecting aspect of it. We're trying constantly to bring new people into the fold and into the mix, and just promote our hobby, because after all, we're just kind of, you know, stewards for these items. We hold them for a little while, and then we pass them on to someone else or to our kids and whatever. So if we can build up an appreciation, old technology and specifically radios and receivers and things like that, it certainly helps everyone involved. Mm-hmm. As a member of the Delaware Valley Historic Radio Club, aside from our meetings, we also have a newsletter that comes out four times a year called The Oscillator, where we keep people up to date with club happenings, events, and, radio-related articles. It's funny, nowadays with the Internet and eBay and things like that, it's kind of changed the way we collect, because it's a lot easier to find things, parts, and information. All you need to do is a simple web search, and you can find a lot of that stuff. But I still find it helpful going to meetings and talking to these people in person, sitting down with them, because I can pepper them with questions. I know I've probably annoyed some of the old-timers quite a bit over the years, but I'm just trying to soak up as much knowledge. Like I said, I've been doing this 10 years, and I'm still fairly new in it compared to some of the collectors that have been doing this 40, 50 plus years. But there's something about sitting down and talking to someone face-to-face that's a little bit better than typing it up on the message board and then waiting a day or so for a reply. There's online resources, and they're great, but for me, it's great to just be able to sit down and listen to the stories and talk to some of these people, really get a good understanding of the hobby and how it works and to repair these things, because, you know, there's not, as you can imagine, too many people that can fix a radio from 1936, but but these guys can, and they're a great bunch, and it's a lot of fun.
That's so neat. Where could we go to find out more information about this? Do you guys have, like, a website or an Instagram or Twitter?
We have a Facebook page, and we also have our website. It's dvhrc.com, and there you can find out our whole list of events. You can see past issues of the Oscillator, information about upcoming Kutztown radio show news, and also links to other radio-related reference material, forums, parts and supply places, and other clubs around the country. You know, we're just one club, but there are clubs all over the country. We work a little bit with the New Jersey Antique Radio Club, and, you know, we try and help each other out when possible. I know there's one out towards Pittsburgh, and there's one in Schenectady, New York, and New England, and all these places. So there's a whole network of clubs all over the country. Fortunately, we just happen to be the one that has this big show and this wonderful thing called Kutztown that's kind of taken on a whole life of its own over the past, 18 years or so.
Sweet. Are there any final words you would like to say here before we cut to a break?
Well, I just want to say that it looks like the weather's going to be nice this weekend, and, we hope to see some of your listeners, and maybe you too, Juliana.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Thanks again so much for talking this afternoon. I'm excited. Hopefully I will get to stop on by this weekend.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Up next, we will be speaking to Lori D'Onofrio-Galli of the Northeast Berks Chamber of Commerce.